This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser worries federal courts could overturn some of Colorado's gun safety laws following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling striking down a New York state law.
In Colorado, we have continued to pass gun safety measures, most recently a red flag law. There are people who want to attack our gun safety protections, like our unflag law, and they will seek to use the latest Second Amendment decision as a source of their legal attacks. I'm going to defend gun safety protections like our red flag law, like our background check law.
Weiser spoke to Colorado Matters. The Democrat said he worries about what he called the U.S. Supreme Court's, quote, activist streak. Already, gun rights groups are suing the town of Superior for its gun rights ordinance. The lawsuit by Rocky Mountain gun owners focuses on a Superior ordinance that bans high-capacity magazines and semi-automatic rifles, often called assault-style weapons. The gun rights group says the ordinance is unconstitutional and violates the Second Amendment. Boulder County residents called for the ordinances a year after a mass shooting in a Boulder King Supers and weeks after 19 children and two teachers were shot at an elementary school in Texas. An organization in the San Luis Valley is receiving $200,000 to help address food waste. KRCC's Will Taylor has more.
The money from the Environmental Protection Agency will go to the San Luis Valley Local Foods Coalition and its hub in Mosca. The organization will launch a renewable energy park and install a new system aimed at turning organic waste into processing and cooking fuel. Headquartered in Alamosa, the coalition also runs family farming programs and helps connect local farmers to wholesale buyers. Will Taylor, KRCC News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org.